Well, welcome everybody to the Global Water Healing Meditation. This is Mary Getten, and today is the first Friday of the month where we gather here to do healing work for the waters of the planet. And before I introduce our meditation leader today, I had one little update here. Last month, Mayor Cromwell led a meditation where she introduced us to a being named Geodesica. And she contacted me and said Geodesica wanted to make sure we had the correct spelling of her name. So it is Geodesica. Lovely spelling. So if you want to contact Geodesica again,
will you repeat that, Mary?
Certainly. It's Geodesica. Great. Okay. So I am very excited. Today we have my dear friend Linda Shea is here to lead the meditation. And I have to say that Linda and David have been with this group, with Global Water Healing, from day one and have supported this endeavor every step of the way. David is my website guru when I have a problem. And Linda and David are always happy to step in and host these calls for me or come in if, you know, there's a last-minute cancellation. So I just want to say blessings and thank you so much, Linda and David as well, for all the help over these. We're into our ninth year now. It's amazing.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
It's been such a pleasure, Mary. I just love these gatherings every month. It's so fun to be with everybody, the pod that gathers. And thank you, Mary, for keeping this going and finding fascinating facilitators to lead the meditations. It's just a beautiful gift that you have brought into being.
Yeah,
so thank you.
It's my pleasure. I feel the same way, Linda. You know, it's like every first Friday of the month, you know, it's like I'm sitting here with this huge smile on my face right now.
Yes. From hearing our dolphin smiles are plastered.
Yes. Everybody coming in and saying hi. And it's just so beautiful to have this community of people that are dedicated to the waters. I mean, it makes my heart smile all the time.
No.
Yeah. So, Linda, I want to tell you guys a little bit about Linda Shea. She's a dolphin ambassador for joyful living, an energy healer, an author, and the founder of Dolphin Heart World. And she's in love with life. And her journey with the dolphin started back in 1996 when she had a magical encounter with the wild Hawaiian spinners. And since that time, for over 25 years, she's been collaborating with Dolphin Consciousness to help humans heal their hearts, transform their consciousness, and find their joy. And, you know, a unique gift that Linda is sharing with humanity is the Dolphin Attunement Journey. And it's a spiritual path that tunes awakening humans to that high fine frequency of dolphin so that it's easier to let go of resistance and struggle and live in a higher state of love, joy, connection, and flow. And over these years, Linda has trained over 100 certified dolphin energy practitioners around the world. And she also offers personal dolphin energy healing sessions as well as virtual programs. And if you haven't read her amazing book, Dolphin Love, From Sea to Land, I highly recommend it. It's a great story. It's a great read. And Linda's also contributed the opening chapter to the Amazon best-selling book, Dolphins and Whales Forever. I'm in that book. Several people on this call are in that book.
Yeah.
We had a great time putting that book together. And Linda just moved to the Big Island of Hawaii back in August. And so she's now living her dream life in that very sacred spot. And she told me when she came on the call, she's sitting right by the water, and somebody just let her know the dolphins are on their way. So we have dolphins at the door right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Linda.
Thank you,
welcome.
Mary. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, so I am sitting at a beautiful little beach called Manini Beach, and it's on the side of Kealakekua Bay, which is where my dolphin journey initiated in 1996 with a magical close encounter with one wild spinner dolphin. So I wanted to come down here, be right by the water. When I called into this number initially, I was standing with my feet in the water, and I was sitting on a lava rock, but that's not very comfortable for the whole duration of a meditation. So, but yeah, here I am. The dolphins are in the bay. I can't see them from where I am, but my friend is out there swimming with them right now. And say about Hawaii. And Hawaii wants to be involved in this meditation. David was just here visiting me for a week. He left last Thursday, right, David? And the second day he was here, no, he and I have traveled here many, many times in the past, but visiting this place and living in this place are two entirely different things, and I really didn't know what to expect when I moved here. It's far beyond what I could have imagined. And on David's very first day here, we were sitting at the beach, and I felt this emotion waft through him. And I said, "What are you feeling?" And he just said, "I love this island so much." And it surprised him. And it surprised me. I was told by spirit when I moved here, because I felt very, very called here by the island and by the dolphins and the whales and the ocean. But I was told by spirit that there is no separation between the land and the sea, that this entire area is sacred. And I feel, and David felt this as well, all of the drama of the political situation, all of the stuff that is creating chaos on the mainland, I'm talking mainly about the United States, but it's worldwide for sure. It's like it doesn't touch this place. This place has its own issues, but it doesn't touch. That's not part of my field. So you can create. It's like we are creating the new earth in everyday reality here, and it gets rippled out into the world and into human consciousness. So this place is going to be the foundation frequency of our meditation today. And I'm just so blessed to be able to share the Hawaiian spirit, the Aloha spirit, and this very sacred frequency with all of you. So, I never know what's going to come through. So I invite us all to close our eyes. Receive full deep breaths into your body. And let's all be fully present in our bodies and where each of you are on this planet geographically right now. Be fully present in your sacred spot on Earth. Every place on Earth is sacred. Every place is sacred and has its unique frequency. So be with the sacredness of your homeland. And just allow that sacredness to waft up, waft through you. Feel your connection to your place. And all together we're weaving this tapestry of the blending of all of these different places on earth, of all of the different qualities of these places, and all of our frequencies and all of our qualities. We're weaving it into this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful field, unified field of love, of connection, of oneness. And into this field, the energy of Hawaii rises up. The frequency of Lemuria, the ancient wisdom of Lemuria, is very alive here. Each in our own way, let's welcome the energy of Hawaii, the land and the sea, the flora, the fauna, the aloha spirit. And we bring that into our bodies and we blend it into this exquisite dance with the frequencies of your home place. I'm getting shivers. And now we're going to bring awareness and attention to this very special bay that I am sitting beside, Kaela Kekua Bay. The Hawaiian word Kaela Kekua translates to gateway to the gods. We welcome Kaela Kekua Bay, the waters of this bay into this field. We welcome all of the sea creatures that reside here into this field. They are going to join with us in this healing meditation for all of the waters on earth. Indeed, all of life on earth depends upon the health of the waters. So you are being invited by the water to lie back into her. The buoyancy of the salt water is very strong here. You can float effortlessly in this water. And as you feel yourself being supported, the coolness of the water beneath you and the radiant rays of the sun from above warming you from above, allow yourself to let go of the worldly concerns, come fully into this present moment. And let's open to receive the gifts of this water. And what's coming through is this water as it was at the peak time of Lemuria. We're traveling through time, through dimensions. And we are floating now as a human pod in the waters of Lemuria. And if you're floating, let's float with our bellies up for a bit and smell the air. Notice how the air smells. And open your eyes. And what is the color of the sky above you? If there are clouds in the sky,
what are the clouds like, the shapes of them, the texture of them, the color of them? Take it all in. We dissolve the illusion of separation between self and our surroundings right now. Our borders and barriers are dissolving, and we are becoming all that we see, all that we perceive. You are that, and that is you. Notice what you're experiencing in your heart space right now. What is the quality of love that you're feeling? And our hearts are softening, relaxing, opening and expanding. It can feel like your heart is getting so big, so big, that it's encompassing everything, all that is. Let's now connect podmate to podmate on this call and others who listen to the recording later. And we are creating this gorgeous, gorgeous unified field of love, of unity, community, in this exquisite Lemurian dimension. And we allow this field to grow stronger, to seep into our bodies, into all of the nooks and crannies, all of the spaces, every cell, every particle of matter. We're allowing our bodies to be transformed and informed by this place. And this experience is planting more seeds of the new earth coming into form in our reality. And by being here together, luxuriating in this state of beingness, we are nurturing these seeds. We're nurturing this new reality for our beloved Mother Earth. I'm going to be silent as we simply allow ourselves to be here. You might be joined by beings of the sea. They are absolutely participating in this. Dolphins, whales, manta ray, octopus, tropical fish, sea turtle. Just allow yourself to be delighted and surprised by the sea creatures that join you in your state of relaxation and pure being in this place. Notice how easily and deeply you can breathe here. Beautiful. And now, as a pod, we are being lifted out of the water. We are spreading out above the surface of our beloved planet Earth. And we are now witnessing planet Earth as she is today in our normal day-to-day reality. And from our hearts, from our fields, from our spirit, from our soul, we shower the gift of what we just experienced onto our planet. Open and let it flow. We're not losing anything. We're simply sharing the frequency that we have tapped into and received is limitless. And we are now conduits of that frequency, serving as a healing for the waters and for the land and for all of life on our planet. Feel this frequency flowing through you like a waterfall. And your sacred spot on Earth, your homeland, is being blessed with this gift. And all of the waters near where you live are receiving this gift. I just felt Mother Earth sigh and take a big receding breath. And extend her thanks to us. Every single human on this planet is being touched by this gift. Every animal, every tree, every plant, every element, every realm in the seen and the unseen world. And the gift of this frequency is entering into the planet and blessing the entire planet all the way down to the core of Mother Earth. Let's join hands in spirit, forming a big, huge circle, sphere, and feel the love of your podmates on this call. Feel the love and the joy and all of the unique frequencies gathered here. Just let all of this love flow from one to the other, to the other, to the other. And witness your love being so joyously received and let in by all present on this call. We are family in the truest sense of that word. And we are so blessed to be here together, to share in this love, to share in this opportunity to give back to the waters, to all of life that we share this planet with. Feel how you feel in your body right now. You can reconnect to your body. We're going to gently release hands and float back into your body where it resides in your spot on Earth. Move your body. Notice how it might feel a little lighter, a little brighter. Let's give our bodies touch. Stroke your legs. Stroke your arms, your torso, your head, your face. Run your fingers through your hair. And let's feel where our feet and our body, our butt, is connected to the floor, to the earth, through the floor. Be with that connection. Be with your love for this planet. And feel beautiful Mother Earth's love for you as one of her children, one of her blessed, blessed children. Feel your presence in your body getting firm again. Solid. Take up residence in this form that is enabling you to have this life at this time on Earth. And let's breathe deeply. Big sigh on the out-breath. Really landing, coming home. And allow one word to come into your heart, to come into your awareness that represents the place that we experienced together. One word that represents that. Allow it to come. And this word is your golden ticket, your key, your golden key to return to that reality, to that place, to that frequency of Lemuria. To just fill your cup, to renew the magic and the wonder of life. If things get a little tense, stressed out, and heavy, this is a place we can return to because we co-created it together. It's another resource for us for spiritual renewal and fulfillment. And now I invite you to gently open your eyes, take a look around, and notice if what you see looks a little different than it looked when you entered this call. Feel how you feel in your body right now. And this place where I am, Kaela Kekua Bay, is exuding so much gratitude to all of us for embarking upon that sacred, joyous journey together. And I thank you for your presence in this pod and in this experience. I love you. And in this moment, the sun is emerging. The sun is emerging from the clouds right now, shining on the bay.
Ooh, shining down on you.
Shining down, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, everybody.
That was beautiful. That was really beautiful. Yeah. When we were floating on the surface, you know, as a pod, I was holding hands with Jennifer and Jamie, and two dolphins came right in between us, you know, snuggled in.
How sweet. They love that. They're such cuddle bunnies. That's so cute. Thank you, Mary. I love that.
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun.
Awesome.
So, if there's somebody who'd like to share something with Linda or ask a question, you can *6 to unmute yourself and then tell us your name.
Linda, this is Muriel. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes.
Just to cut to the chase, because I know everybody on this call is wanting to talk, and as well they should. Who came in was a whale shark, and she was a she whale shark. And her energy was like the big ship, the mothership. Her energy was so similar to me, to Gaia. I really don't know that I could differentiate, just the gentleness. And so I immediately just completely relaxed, and I felt all of our boundaries just dissolving in this group and on this call. And it was such a sense of unity, community. It was way beyond words, but it was just this melting, joining, disappearing, and yet manifesting in this way of the collective. It was quite magical. And that's when I heard the whale shark communicate the message of, we are the harmless ones. And then for the whole rest of the experience, the ramifications of what that means, and that it's true for each and every one of us on this call came through. And it was something I won't be forgetting, and I will carry with me for the rest of this life. So thank you. Thank you.
Muriel, I have shivers. Thank you, and thank you, whale shark. My goodness. Thank you, Muriel.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
There's somebody else that wanted to share something or ask Linda about?
Hi, Linda. It's Mark again.
Hi, Mark.
First, I wanted to just tell Mary, when you were introducing Linda, as a writer, I'm always on the lookout for cool titles. And you said, a title that Dolphins Are at the Door, that just set me off in a dozen different story directions.
That's true. That's true. Yes.
Because it doesn't
good
make,
one, Mark.
It doesn't make sense on the surface of it, right?
Yeah, but it's awesome. What possibility and potential that creates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dolphins are at the door. Honey, why are dolphins ringing the doorbell? I just...
Okay, Mark, let us know when that book is written, and I will buy it.
I will let you know. But, Linda, I've been to Hawaii about 30 years ago on a family vacation, and I experienced one of the two best days of my life there. And
wow.
And it wasn't until sometime later I realized that Hawaii was the only place I've ever felt at home on Earth during this lifetime.
Mm.
And, you know, it's been a process of discovery, but when you said, you know, the frequency of Lemuria in Hawaii were joining the call, the meditation, I had such an epiphany moment about why that day, three decades ago, was so important to me.
Okay.
And then suddenly I realized, you know, I've been on the dolphin calls with David for a year or so. And in that time, I've created a place, a lagoon, that I go to for my meditations. And suddenly I realized it's in Hawaii that I've been meditating in, you know, over this time with, you know, dolphin calls on Thursdays. And then, you know, finally, when you said one word, let one word come to you, Linda, and immediately it was home.
So thank you
for connecting dots, Linda.
Mark, I have a spirit friend, Dr. Peebles. Those of you who know more about my story know of his connection, how important he is to me. He said years ago after one of my trips to Hawaii that Hawaii is a spot on Earth where it's easier for our spirits to come into our bodies. It's easier for us to be in body here. And it's really true. It's really true. I'm just so happy for you that dot got, those dots got connected, Mark. Awesome.
Thank you. I'll be in touch soon to tell you more.
Great. Great. Welcome home.
Thank you. Home. I'll be home.
Yes. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Linda?
Yeah.
It's Frederic.
Yes. Oh, Frederic. Hello there. Bonjour.
Bonjour, my dear. You know, bonjour, Marie, and bonjour to everyone. I'm sorry I was late. I come late at home, but I just do the meditation at the end. But for me, the name which immediately came was Unity. So it's immediately. Even if I didn't hear the meditation in totally, it was Unity.
Yes.
And
beautiful.
So it's so nice.
Beautiful.
To know that you are now in Hawaii. It's so nice to know that.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Frederic. Yeah. Thank you. It's so good to hear you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for star sixing yourself so we could all hear you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
beautiful.
I'll have the meditation up probably later today on the website, the recording. So
great.
If you want to go back and catch it, you can. But before you go, Frederic, how were the gray whales? I know you just got back.
Well, it was fantastic. I never saw so many whales, really like ambassador whale. It's incredible. This year it was plenty of whale, and plenty of whale who came to interact with their baby. It was incredible. For me, it's the best year of my life with a whale in Bahia. Yes, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yes. And you know, I make a kiss to the whale for you.
You kissed the whale for me. Yahoo!
Yes, I am. And you will see what happened to my nose. You will laugh because something happened. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, what a gift that is on the planet. Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, it is, and I'm glad you had such a good trip. I was wondering. Oh, wonderful. Thank you,
Patrick. But, you know, Muriel, you said that you have been, during the meditation of Linda, in touch with the blue shark whale. And it's funny because this year, normally, it's strange because it didn't arrive yet in La Paz. Normally, we can swim with the blue shark whale, but they didn't come.
The whale sharks.
No, they were not arrived. It's strange,
wow.
Huh?
Wow. Yeah. That is odd, yes. Oh, well. That's great.
Oh.
Well, is there anybody else who would like to say something before we wrap this up?
Yes, Linda. This is Rita in Minnesota.
Hi, Rita.
Something very interesting happened when you said to come to your own community, you know, during the meditation. I'm in the wrong place. It's something I've felt for kind of a long time. And I thought that was really odd. But the thing that hit me when you said unity community, it was so strong. And during the meditation, I had all the animals that you mentioned, all the creatures come to me, and there was just complete unity. So it was very hard to separate out one place over another.
Right.
And I guess the word that came so strongly was love, and I think that's so important. I get so frustrated in the world, but I realize, but you really need to approach things with love, even when they're home.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Oh, beautiful, Reed. I'm so glad that you got that awareness. Beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you think about, though, not belonging in Minnesota? That was kind of strange, because I wasn't expecting that.
Mm. About what?
Rita.
Not belonging, you know, when you said to bring that energy to your own homeland or where you are. Yeah,
right.
I just felt like I was in the wrong place.
Okay. That could very well be, you know? I lived in Sedona for 30 years, and I was ready. I was complete 2 years before I left, but didn't know where the next place was. So sometimes it's just time for us to move and gift another place with our energy.
Well, unfortunately, that place for me, or fortunately, as your sacredness in Hawaii, and I have been there too, and it is wonderful. Mine just happened in Africa. So.
Oh. Yeah. Yep.
That was the minute I put my foot on the ground. There was just going back. Yeah.
Wow. So something I can share with you, Rita, something to try on. In a meditation, just say the words, get real grounded and centered, and then say the words, I call forth my inner Africa to sustain me.
Oh, great. I call forth my inner Africa to sustain me. Okay.
Get with that. And that will bring the frequencies of Africa to where you are. You know, dissolving the illusion of separation, it will bring it to where you are.
Great. Thank you.
Inside of you. That's great. You're welcome. Beautiful. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Is there anyone else?
I have a question. I don't know how to put my hand up. I'm so sorry. I'll back off. Sorry, Reverend Godson. I'll back off until you're finished with your question. And then.
Go ahead.
My question's for actually for Frederick. I was wondering where she was swimming with gray whales.
Oh, I can answer that if she's muted.
We are not allowed to swim.
I'm sorry?
You're in the boat. You're in the boat.
Lagoon in Baja.
What with who? Yeah. What was it, a trip with one particular leader?
It was me, the leader.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
I was a leader, but I'm French.
Okay. San Ignacio Lagoon in Baja is the spectacular place for being with gray whales. I've led trips there many times, and I can tell you it's the most outstanding experience on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
It really is.
And you don't swim with them. You're in the boat, but the whales come right up to the boat. Yeah,
and they lift their head up so you can kiss them and pet them.
Well, that would work for me.
Yeah. You do get a little wet, but.
Yeah. I ask because for the past year, gray whale has been a strong power presence in my life in spirit form. And I've had wonderful journeys with gray whale. Now I'm thinking, maybe physical too.
For sure.
Definitely.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Is there anybody else before we say goodbye?
Yes, this is from the Netherlands. Thank you, Linda, for this beautiful meditation. And I was in my body the whole time, and it was as if I was actually journeying in my body. I've never been physically in Hawaii in this lifetime, but I was there, and I felt the energy, and it was so nice to feel it mixing with the energy of cold and rainy Netherlands.
Yes.
And when I was in Lemuria, and you asked us to smell the air, I smelled beautiful smells of many different flowers. And but it was not only land there, there was also lots of water, lots of dolphins. And then I had a very quick view, very quick and short view of the Netherlands in that time. And here it was tropical. It's not now, but in the time of Lemuria, it was.
Wow.
And it was a beautiful experience. As I've seen lots of dolphins and other beings. And it was great. Thank you.
Oh, you're so well. You know, the only past life experience recall that I've had is as a dolphin at the time of Lemuria. And I was a lone dolphin out in the water, and the air smelled like flowers. The air smelled like flowers. So it's so cool that you had that experience as well. Beautiful.
Well, I know. I have
beautiful.
Had Wow.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Ooh. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's weird. I was smelling salt and flowers.
Interesting. That's a yummy combination.
I want to get that candle.
Beautiful. Oh, thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
really heartwarming.
It was fabulous, Linda. It really was. And Saskia from the Netherlands, who was just chatting with you, is going to lead our next call on April 7th.
Awesome.
We're
fabulous.
We're going to have a meditation coming all the way from the Netherlands next month.
Yeah. The Netherlands is near and dear to my heart, Sebastia. David and I traveled and taught there for 8 years, and we have such a community there. I really look forward to getting back and having some reunion. I love the Netherlands so much. So beautiful to connect with you.
Yeah.
Let me know when you come, and I'll miss you too then.
That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. Yeah, for sure.
And everybody wants to come at the next meditation.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Nice. All right.
Well, Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, everybody on the call, for another beautiful healing session for the waters and planet Earth. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute us, and we can all say our chaotic goodbyes. And we'll hear you on the call next month on April 7th.
Yes.
Beautiful. Have a great month. Hold on.
Thanks, everybody. Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha.